Try Alitu, the number one platform for the best editing and recording experience.
There's a litany of bargains to be had around the holiday season, but when is a bargain something to be wary of in podcasting? That's what I'm going to talk about today here on the Podcast Accelerator. I'm your host, Mark Asquith, CEO and co-founder of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast hosting platform. Now, with dynamic ad and dynamic content insertion by way of our AMI platform, free on every single plan. So if you're sick of your podcast host charging you for more and more and just trying to upgrade you whilst giving you terribly impersonal service, maybe it's time to go where the cool kids are going. The people that are serious about their podcast growth, give the tires a kick over at Captivate.fm. Now, we are going to talk about Black Friday. We are going to talk about podcasting deals. We're going to talk about podcasting gurus. And I'm going to tell you a story about my granddad that sounds like it's made up for the purposes of this episode, but that I assure you is genuine. But before I do that, I just want to tell you a little bit about Aweber, the sponsor of this episode. Now, Aweber is a fantastic resource. If you're any sort of creator, you inevitably become some kind of marketer. It really is just inevitability. And email marketing is something that, honestly, I wish I'd done more of, like 15 years ago. And, you know, it's something that, frankly, it's at the center of everything that we do at Captivate. All right, it's fantastic. It works. It helps to build relationships. And it's what I do with this podcast as well. So I want you to get started. All right, start some email marketing. Do it for free, no credit card. You can build your list. You can send emails. You don't have to put your card in. Just do it for free at mark.live/email. That's mark.live/email. Now, Black Friday just rolled around, and once more, as ever, my inbox was flooded with sales, pictures, bargains from all sorts of people, including bloody podcast gurus. And I'm sure that you had the same emails. Do you know what? January is about to roll around again too. The emails are just going to keep on coming with offers that are, and I'm doing big air quotes when I do this, that are too good to be true. That are often very time bound with wording like act now. And they're often at a huge discount as well. You know, you'll hear things like down from $997 to $297 for today only. Oh dear. That means you can save a little bit of money. Of course it does. So what's the problem? Well, the problem is this. To succeed at anything, you have to do something. You have to do something. Let me tell you a story that will help you to understand what I'm getting at and why you might need to be wary of these podcast guru bloody sales. My granddad, he didn't have a dog. He didn't. Reuben, my old granddad, he didn't have a dog. But he bought dog food. I kid you not. All right. My granddad, he was a great guy. He was a really, really nice guy. I was very close to him and spent a lot of time with him. And if you see my TEDx talk, Choose Happiness, Choose Control, just Google that, Choose Happiness, Choose Control, you'll know just how much he taught me about life and why that really matters to the business that I've created today in Captivate.fm. And my granddaddy loved my dog, Pete. God rest his soul, Pete. He was a giant Akita, Alsatian, and Bull Mastiff cross. Completely the opposite to the dogs that we've got now, Molly and Norman, who are a Staffy and a little dorky kind of terrier. The exact opposite. And like I said, God rest his doggy soul. We lost Pete last year. But every time my granddad went shopping, he bought whatever dog food was on sale at a cut price bargain. Legitimately, he bought like a couple of tins or, you know, whatever, a bag of dog food. And I said to him once, I said, look, dude, what are you doing? Why are you buying dog food, granddad? You know, sure, you know, we've got Pete, he comes to visit you, but what are you doing? He said, well, it's just in case. It's just in case. He was that guy. He was always trying to be prepared. You know, it was sort of erred on the side of preparation. And I really appreciated that, you know. So did Pete, I'm sure. But my granddad also told me that the other reason that he bought the dog food was that it was a bargain because it was on sale. All right. Well, you know, whatever, Granda, that's cool. But the problem was, he didn't need the dog food. And he didn't use the dog food. It just used to mount up. You know, it was a good deed he was doing. But he didn't need it and he didn't use it. Because Pete had already been fed every time we saw him. We used to see my granddad at like 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning. And he'd already been fed every time we saw my granddad. All right. But my granddad kept buying it just in case. And he kept buying it. Literally buying it. Because he felt like he was saving money. That particular item was reduced. All right. That particular item was reduced. But that didn't mean that he needed it. It didn't mean that he was going to use it. It didn't mean that it was actually a bargain. But like I said, he felt like he was saving money because that particular item was reduced in price. It had a sticker on it that said down from whatever, £2 to £1 or £1.50. But it got me thinking, you're only really saving money if you buy something that you need and that you'll use, and then you find a deal on it. Let me just reiterate that, all right? Because I don't know if people sort of always appreciate this. I saw someone on TV yesterday were talking about how we went out to town and that we wasn't supposed to be spending much money because we've been saving for a house, but there were so many Black Friday's deals on that we saved so much. Wait a second. So you came out of the house not intending to spend money. You spent money out of your savings, but you saved so much. What? That didn't make any sense. Now, I don't know the circumstances of that person. You know, maybe they did find something that they needed and that they were going to use right away, and then they found a deal on it. But I want to just reiterate that. You are only saving money if you buy something that you need and that you'll use, and then you go ahead and find a deal on it. It's not saving money if you buy something that you don't need at a cheaper price than it originally was when you still didn't need it. All right? Because in that case, you're spending money that you weren't ever going to spend in the name of a bargain. All right? It's silly. All right? Now, how does this relate to podcasting? Well, podcast course sales aren't all they're purported to be. Now, I know so many people offering like podcast guru courses. You know, I'll explode this or 20x that, or there's one secret, get my playbook, all that crap, all right? Or memberships, you know? During the holiday season, there are so many people in any field, not just podcasting, any field online, whatever you're into, offering big, wild deals for the people looking to succeed in that field. And I've talked about the language of quote-unquote gurus before, haven't I? I've talked about the language that gurus use a lot and how it's all geared up to make you either A, buy something, or B, feel bad about not buying something. And a lot of that language hinges on FOMPS. F-O-M-P-S. FOMPS. An acronym that I quite literally just made up, but that stands for this. The fear of missing potential success. FOMPS. F-O-M-P-S. The fear of missing potential success. Also known as, if I get this thing from this guru that's been sent to me via email, it could be the very thing that finally helps me to achieve the success that has always eluded me and that I've always been struggling to find. If I don't... Buy that. I'm going to be scared that I'm not going to get the success that I feel that I could have. So I better get it. And you see it all the time, all right? Black Friday and early January are two prime times for the kind of offer that I've just mentioned. Now, even if you're not susceptible to FOMPS, fear of missing potential success, I'm quite liking that acronym, you know. The gurus have got another trick up their sleeve. Wuthnield Wuthnialt. Wuthnialtd. All right, look, that acronym doesn't work. Forget it. All right, Wuthnialt. Wuthnialtd. No, that doesn't work. I can't even say it. So, here's what else the gurus hit you with. And they'll email you stuff like this, all right? This is what the gurus hit you with. If you're not susceptible to the fear of missing potential success, they hit you with this. Why the heck not? It's a lifetime deal. WTHNIALD. All right, that really is. That really is a terrible, terrible acronym. No, we can't use that one. But they make you think, why shouldn't I buy this thing? Because they've put a lifetime deal on it, all right? So you're going to get some emails that offer lifetime deals to courses or to memberships that looks too good to be true. Well, it is too good to be true. Let me give you an example. You'll get an offer to buy lifetime access to an annual membership that usually costs something like, you know, $97 per year. And I'm using this as a low level, all right? There are memberships and courses that cost way more than this, like $500, $600, $1,000 a year. And it's, honestly, this language is crazy, right? So what they'll do is they'll go, you'll get an offer to buy lifetime access to an annual membership that usually costs, like I said, something like $97 per year. And the lifetime deal in the email will be structured like this, something audacious like, buy a lifetime deal at $297. And it'll come with language like, this is equivalent to only 3 years at the usual membership rate. And the reason that it works is that you'll be willing to stretch for it. You're willing to stretch for it. You are willing to go that extra mile and spend that extra money. Because you think, well, do you know what? I'll use that one day. I don't have the time right now, but wow, that's a real bloody bargain. So I have got to get this right now, or it's going to go away forever and ever and ever. Let me just recap that. You're going to get an offer. You always do. From someone saying, get lifetime access to my membership or to my course that usually costs $97 per year, but you can get it for life at only $297. And the language will be something like, well, this is only equivalent to 3 years and you get it for life. It's a no-brainer. But the problem is, like I said, there's two things that they're doing with that. They're pricing this lifetime deal such that it is just about a stretch. This is the old Amstrad model, which if you're interested in that, go and read Alan Sugar's book. It's the old Amstrad model, giving someone a product that is just stretch affordable and making it seem like it's such a good deal that they can't not do it. And then, like I said, they make you think, well, all right, I'm not ready for it now, but I will use that one day, probably. Of course I will. Don't have the time right now, I'm busy. But that's a bargain, so I better get it, because they've said that it's hacked now, it's going to go away in a day. But the gurus know all this. They even tell you other BS things like, the price is about to go up. Or things like, this is the cheapest that this will ever be available. It's all adding to what's called scarcity, all right? And they always sound like meat salesmen on a British seaside market. If you've ever been to England, like Skegness or something, they're always selling stuff like this. You know, get your meat. This is the lowest price meat around. You'll never get it cheaper anywhere else for this quality, all right? That's the same pattern, all right? But the gurus are savvy, all right? This is all sales patter. It's all tactics to get you into something that you were never going to use. I've seen it 1,000 times. People that I've coached in the past say, well, I bought this course from XYZ and I've just never got time to use it. I'm like, well, you still bought it. Yeah. Why did you buy it? Well, it seemed like a good deal, right? The gurus are savvy. They know that you were never, ever going to buy from them because they segmented you into an email list based on your click behavior and by potentially retargeting you via your content clicks. And they also know that you'll probably never use the thing that they buy, that you buy from them. But it doesn't matter to the gurus because you already paid them for a one-off lifetime deal. and they've banked that cash. If you don't use the thing that you bought, that's your problem. It's actually better for them because it requires no support, nor does it require any interaction from them at all. It's easier giving them money for nothing. And you, well, just like my granddad, you're buying something just in case. You're buying something just in case, but really you'll never need it and you'll never want it. You'll never get around to it because something crops up. There's a reason that whatever thing, the course or the membership or the whatever, there's a reason that the thing that you're trying to achieve by buying this new shiny object on sale, there's a reason that you've not achieved that thing already, and it's because you got busy with something else or that it's not important enough for you to do it. Buying something at a bargain rate isn't going to help that. So, in short, don't be like my granddad. Don't buy something just in case when it comes to a podcast course or a membership. Gurus make their money by attracting as many people as possible to their content, right at the top level, as much traffic as possible, and then counting on a small, teeny tiny percentage of people buying something. That's marketing. It's fine, and it's the same for any online business. Just understand that, all right? But unless you need the thing right now, do not spend on it. I have seen countless podcasters, quote-unquote, invest in things that never help nor or never get used. So be vigilant and use this as a final rule of thumb. Only buy something that you feel is a bargain. This is from anyone, not just a guru. You know, this is from anyone generally. Only buy something that you feel is a bargain if you're going to use it to its full extent and if you're going to do that right now. If not, it isn't a bargain. And there'll be another sale from the same person this time next year. You didn't miss a damn thing. Save your money and invest it in marketing and growing your podcast and trailer swaps or a coach, someone that can mentor you directly. You'll do better from all of that, all right? Good luck. Be wary out there and keep on captivating.
Try Ally 2, the number one platform for the best editing and recording experience.